If you're tired, learn to rest, not quit. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get some very useful tips from our friends at TopThink on how to stop feeling tired all the time. Enjoy.
Number 1. Ditch your seat. In the last decade, daily fatigue has become an increasingly common problem for people around the world. 15% of women say they feel noticeably tired on a daily basis, while over 10% of men fall into the same category. Now that means in the U.S. alone, tens of millions of people are exhausted all the time. So what's the problem? Why are so many people struggling to keep their energy levels up? Well, one answer is hiding behind something you do for hours every day. You do it at work. You do it at home. You even do it when you're out with friends. If you haven't already guessed, I'm talking about sitting. The average American sits for over 6.5 hours of their 8-hour workday. And it doesn't stop there. When you get home, you lie down for another couple of hours watching TV. Or you sit back on the couch while you're reading a book. Without realizing it, you're spending 8 to 12 hours a day sitting on your backside. Now, all that sitting is having a major effect on your energy levels. When you sit for long periods of time, your body slows down and you start feeling lazy. So, if you want to stop feeling tired all the time, then you need to stand up and get your body moving. A 2013 study found that short bursts of activity are one of the most effective ways to stimulate your body and your brain. Whenever possible, try to squeeze in 15 to 20 minutes of exercise. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound like much, but that little burst of activity can give you energy for hours. Number 2. Cut your daily coffee. Around 90% of people in the U.S. consume some sort of caffeine on a daily basis. Drinks like coffee, tea, and soda pump your body full of hundreds of milligrams of caffeine, giving you a much-needed burst of energy. For a few hours, your nervous system goes into overdrive, your heart beats faster, more blood rushes into your brain and muscles, and feel-good hormones like serotonin and dopamine improve your mood, concentration, and productivity. So it's no surprise that so many people rely on caffeine to make it through the day. When you're feeling tired or unmotivated, you might turn to coffee or an energy drink to pick you back up, and it probably will. But that sudden burst of energy might be hurting you in the long run. Most people only pay attention to the short-term benefits of caffeine. They experience that increase in focus and productivity, and they get hooked. But over time, caffeine can have a major impact on your natural energy levels. Just think about it. If you're constantly relying on coffee to give you energy, won't your body have a harder time feeling energetic on its own? Oh, and that's not all. Caffeine consumption also worsens the quality of your sleep. At night, caffeine makes it harder for your body to relax and gradually wind down. One study found that caffeinated drinks actually delay your biological clock. You'll naturally start falling asleep later, and it'll take even longer for you to enter a deep sleep. Remember that your body uses deep sleep to encode new memories, detoxify, and get ready for the next day. So by drinking too much caffeine, you're preventing your brain from functioning at its best. So if you want to stop feeling tired all the time, just decrease the amount of caffeine that you drink each day. You don't have to immediately cut all caffeine out of your life. That'll just make you feel miserable and even more unproductive. But you should gradually lessen your caffeine intake. Just try ordering smaller cups of coffee or drink one less soda each day. Little by little, you'll feel more energetic than ever. And it won't be because of the coffee. Number 3. Pinpoint your stress patterns. Fatigue doesn't always come from something you did wrong. There are tons of other reasons why you can't shake that stress and negativity. But it isn't always easy to figure out what exactly is stressing you out. That's why some people use a stress journal to pinpoint the stressors in their life. A stress journal is a place for you to write down everything that stresses you out each day. Are you worried about a presentation at work? Are you anxious about your relatives coming to visit? It's important to consistently keep track of every stressor because your journal will help you identify the patterns of stress. Okay, let's say you're hanging out with a toxic friend of yours, and after just a few hours, you're left feeling frustrated. So you go to write it down in your stress journal. But when you look back at the last few times that you hung out with that friend, you realize something. They're constantly adding more stress to your life. When you see that kind of negative pattern, well, then you know that it's time to make a change. It might be hard at first, but over time, you'll notice a huge difference in your stress and overall positivity. Number 4. Eat more iron. If you're feeling tired all the time, then you may want to take a closer look at the stuff you're putting into your body. Many people struggle with fatigue because they aren't eating enough iron. Iron is something you'll find in foods like beans, whole grains, nuts, and leafy greens, and our bodies can't function without it. We need iron to create a red protein called hemoglobin, which gives your blood its trademark red color. But that's not the reason hemoglobin is so important. This protein transports oxygen to every nook and cranny of your body. So without the right amount of hemoglobin, your organs and muscles just can't do their jobs. Your muscles will feel weak. Your brain will feel foggy. Even your lungs will feel weaker. When so many things are going wrong in your body, you can't help but feel tired and sickly. Oh, but the good news is, getting rid of your fatigue may be as simple as eating a few more vegetables each day. That extra serving of iron could be the difference between laziness and productivity.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.